Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. What a wonderful conversation we got for you tonight. Wow, yesterday morning, you know, we're having terrorist attempt to bomb Port Authority in New York. Not really that per se. I'll get into what he was really trying to do. And three women hold a press conference saying that Trump did this and Trump did that and all this stuff, and I want to get into my thoughts on what I think is really going on in all this. Also, the DOD, I don't know if you heard of this one, but they're January 1st, transgender people are going to be able to enroll in the military without really carried away about that. But when you have people that are going to have PTSD and then have an issue, whether they're male or female, on top of that, it's going to, you know, if they go to war, they can, I don't know. It's gonna be some very controversial stuff with that. I want to get into a very amazing story. Get behind Make-A-Wish. In Australia, they made a kid's dream come true. He got to ride in a squad car, got to go with the Navy, and got to go on ships. And I mean, I'm just looking at that kid. I'm like, I want to do that. You know, and it's just amazing because he's gonna remember that for the rest of his life. And he didn't have a lot of things to look forward to, and that's just awesome. So it's also want to get into the Port Authority bombing and what was really expected and what was going to happen and how God stepped in. I also want to get into, I remember the day my mom called me and she's like, I was reading in the paper that you like Jeff Smith. I'm like, yeah, of course. Jeff Smith was one of my, him and Julia Child. I love watching the Frugal Gourmet all the time. And when they said that his son came out and said that his dad was molesting him in like 79, like way back in the day, and came out with it. And he was arrested and charged and admitted and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow. And now Mario Batali is going to step down from day-to-day operations of his multi-million dollar restaurant chain. And, you know, empire, and it's hitting home. But remember, folks, no one's on a pedestal. Any woman that wants to claim sexual harassment against me, they, because I'm married and I have a wife and you had your chance and no go, girl. But I don't have that problem, so I always want to run for president just to see what they can dig up on me. Just so I can remember what I did. What happened on tour? Colin Kaepernick visits a New York prison and talks to inmates about police brutality, and some of the officers there are furious. I'm going to get into that. And this horrible 67th record high close of the NASDAQ and Dow Jones and all that stuff. So, welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I hope you do, and I hope this becomes bigger than, it's not just about me. It's not about my wife, the producer. Nope. I want to get into this really quick because for some reason, I don't think it's a problem, but I always call her by her maiden name, not by the name she is now because we're married. I always call her by her maiden name, and I don't know why I do that. And I don't know if it's because when I first met her, that's what I called her. And I just go back to the greatest days of my life when I first met her and I knew she was the one. I don't know. I mean, does anyone else do that? I know there are women that, like, when they get married, they want to have It has to be Susan, Sammy, Swanson, Stevenson, Johnson Jr., whatever. They have to have, like, their name, his name. Well, in my name, I want to have my name, his middle initial, my middle name, my last name, his last name. So, yeah, I mean, there are people out there that want that, but, but I just always call her by her maiden name. I don't know. And it's no disrespect to her because I'd do anything for her, and she knows that, but it's just weird. I don't know why I do it. And I'm not, and, you know, I don't know if anyone else out there does that, but hey. Oh, I have a green shirt that I got somehow, and I have no problem wearing it, but my wife went ballistic, and I do have my Rude Van Nostroy Story shirt on. I also want to get into the Derby and what didn't happen. If any of you subscribe to the United Stand and watch the fan cam, the fans were beside themselves. Well, I mean, it's... Let me tell you, don't let your kids watch it. It's not for kids. At least of some of the stuff. And I think they're pretty clear when, okay, yeah, they'll let you know if it's child friendly or not. But, you know, we had a major terror incident happen yesterday, and God was with us all. Because from what we heard about the terrorist attack that was happening in New York, it was, the guy was meant to go down to Times Square and say sayonara, Sodom. And it detonated early at Port Authority bus terminal, and only a couple people were injured. And it could have been a lot worse. And he was doing it in the name of ISIS. And, you know, they're wanting us to be afraid. And even De Blasio, the New York mayor, was like, you know, we're New Yorkers. We're going to get through this. Don't do live your life. Don't be afraid. That, you know, they want us to, like, retreat and hide and not come out and not do stuff. And he's like, no, get your butt out and do stuff. Live your life. And you're New Yorkers. You know, Dennis Leary did a whole stand-up where he goes, you were in Vietnam? Huh, I live in New York City. Really? No way. It's like people in New York City wear that thing with like a badge of honor. You were in Japan and survived the bombing of Hiroshima? Where are you from? I'm from New York City. You know, and then like, oh my, you know. It's just like people from there, because a lot of stuff goes on, and it's just, he had the bomber seriously injured, and the bomb had a, was like a 14-year-old kid. It did something prematurely and exploded, but which is a good thing. I read an article where they said if the planes would have hit the Twin Towers like 2 hours later, there would have been like 4 times the devastation. I don't even pronounce, okay, it's AKAYEDULLAH. I can't pronounce these. Akamahakadakura, whatever. No offense, but I have a hard time with names. And he came here through chain immigration in 2011. And Trump's trying to, we could allow chain immigration. And look what came in through chain immigration. Are we going to have to turn away some people in order to have some of this stuff happen? Yeah, we're going to have to take some innocent people and turn them away to protect the safety of everybody. Sorry, but that's what's going to have to happen, folks. You're going to have to be patted down more when you go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Like I've said before in this program, I remember back in the 90s, late 90s, like 96, I told my mom, you know how easy it would be to drive your car in here, because they checked you okay. They did a decent check when they went through the bags when you walked in as a passenger, as a person, walk, pedestrian. But I could have walked in there with a station wagon loaded full of C4 or TNT or something, and set a timer and walk away from the car and bang. That was back in the 90s. That's how it goes, you know. We live in a more diligent society. There's some freedoms you're going to have to, it comes down to, do you want to give up freedom or you want to have safety or what do you want? Or do you want to have both? You want to have like total freedom and 100% safety and so, yeah, I've been up since about, woke up the roosters this morning. I've been up since about 4:30 because I had to be to work at 6 and interesting because when I got my glasses were loose, so they had to screw, they had to drill the hole out and put a new screw in and stuff and yay, and I get home and I was watching this thing on Nat Geo on the Lost Kennedy tapes. And it showed like this banquet he was supposed to go to after the parade route and all this stuff. And when the guy had to announce that, hey, Kennedy been shot and we don't know the severity of it and this and that and all this. And it had all these news organizations and what they say and we don't know. And, you know, there were two priests that went in to read Kennedy's last rites and they said he had passed and we can't confirm this. The White House hasn't said anything and very interesting, you know. What would happen if he would have survived, you know? And it's kind of neat to find, to watch old videos you've never even knew existed and different things. And so if you got little kiddos in the room, I don't think this is a topic we should be discussing around them, but if you want them to know about this, then by all means, you know, you're the parent. You can say, hey, if you have kids and they listen with you. There was a press conference when all this bombing and stuff was going on with three women that said that Trump, they're accusing Trump again, all these people. And if you know the people behind the people, Media Matters, and this other Democracy Now!, these Democratic left-wing propaganda things are doing the... They were the ones that came out with this press conference, you know. I don't remember liberals or even women saying, how dare Bill Clinton sleep around on his wife? How dare he do that? No. What they told me was, if that was a Republican that did what Bill did, they'd be covering it up. They'd be, you wouldn't have any problem with it. But since it's Bill Clinton, he's a liberal. Yeah, and he's a Democrat. Yeah, you have a problem with him only because of that. No, I understand why he was with someone other than Hillary. I understand. And when you read that dossier, that book that the Secret Service people wrote about time in the White House during the Clintons, wow. It's an interesting read. You know? There are all these people that, look, we're going to give Trump an award because he is doing so much to help the inner city and the blacks and all this stuff and doing all this and giving back and helping make these inner cities better and doing this and doing that. And those same people, there was not much hate for Trump before he ran for president. And all these people that loved him, now that he's president, oh, all these sexual harassment things are coming out. He's now a racial bigot and he's... All this stuff. It's interesting. Do I think they did it? No. But it's interesting how all of a sudden, once the man and his wife, Melania, said, oh yeah, he knows that when he runs for president, he's going to have them try to find anything, dig up anything, say anything. They're going to go off on him and try to find anything. He's going to have all kinds of made-up stuff coming out, and he's just going to have to... That's more like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I guarantee you, if she pulled down her pants, she's got a pair. She don't take no punches. She ain't... She don't... She'll take that media, and she'll shove what they... Their question right back in their face. And it's about time we have someone that's standing up for us. not the other way around. You know, I mean, but I feel like, well, I think from what they're doing is, oh, we're going to get all these Democrats accused of stuff and we're going to have them bow out. I mean, you really think that Al Franken's going to hurt for money? He's going to go all around the U.S. like Bill Clinton and Hillary are, getting millions of dollars to do speeches. I'll save you money. I'll give a speech at your university. I'll save you money. Why spend millions on them when you can have me come? $30,000. I'll speak. I'll speak at them damn shows. I'll speak at the university. Remember, folks, only you can help bury the body. I mean, stop a forest fire. What did I? Oops. Yeah. I mean, who would go to listen to these people and they get paid billions of dollars? Al Franken's not going to hurt. None of these Democrats that resign are going to be hurting. They're wealthier than average. Politicians, to me, are sort of like those Toys R Us CEOs and executives that are going to get $20 million bonuses when they're going bankrupt. Company's going bankrupt, but they're going to get $20 million bonuses. Yes, as a thank you gift for working at Toys R Us this Christmas, you're going to get a Jeffrey stuffed animal. Thank you. Oh, yeah, and inside there's a pink slip. But, hey. Oh, yeah. We're $21 million and the company's going under. Explain that one. That's what's going on in this country. These Democrats aren't going to suffer. Oh, yep. I can see Al Franken now. As soon as he leaves office, he's going to be going to the soup kitchen because he ain't got about 40. But you take someone like, I don't know, the Republicans. Well, see, they fought to keep Roy Moore was accused, and he didn't step down. Trump's being accused. He didn't step. Well, why didn't Bill Clinton step down? He wasn't accused. He was in the White House. I would respect Bill Clinton if he said, oh, yeah, me and Monica Lewinsky got it on. Me, oh, yeah, in the White House, I had a Cohiba Sahigla 1. Woo! Let me tell you something. You know, I could accept Bill Clinton if he would have said, yep, I was at a college party. Yep, I hit on a joint. Yep, and I guarantee you, he took a big hit of that thing, man. I guarantee you that thing was probably some huge Garofa bong. Oh, I didn't inhale. It accidentally went into my lungs. That's funny. Did you inhale? No, it just accidentally went in my lungs, officer. But my point is, they're going to make Trump. See, all these Democrats are stepping down. Why isn't Trump? They're going to try everything. They're not going to try to make America great. They're not going to try to help America. They're not going to try to help their inner cities. They're not going to try to help the infrastructure. They're not going to get back to America. They're going to spend every waking tax dollar penny that they can get their greedy hands on to try to get him out of the White House. And it infuriated me from day one. Okay, okay, like that morning they're talking about trying to impeach him. The day that he was, it's official. Trump has won the presidency. They were even before then. Oh, we're gonna impeach him. He's being thrown out of office. He's gonna be thrown out. If he wins the presidency, we're gonna throw him out of office to get Hillary in there. And there are people that had that theory. Okay. First of all, if you get Trump out there, the vice president would come in. And then if he gets thrown out, then the Speaker of the House comes in. There's an order here. Know your history. No. And most people don't know that. Most Congress people, the Senate people, don't. Don't, yeah. and Senate Majority Leader, and and usually when they travel, the president never travels with the vice president just for that reason, in case something would major happen, one's gone. And like if Trump had to have surgery and he went under, the vice president would gain control of the presidency. And as soon as the president is conscious, he regains it, which never made sense to me. Because if you're like in like a medicated stupor from being knocked out, well, no, he should, until you're fully able to comprehend stuff, you should not be president, and you should let someone else take over. You know, someone like Bernie Sanders, he's kind of like in the medicated stupor coma all the time, so he should never. Yeah. But you have chain immigration, as I want to get back into this, because I was reading an article today. And you have sanctuary cities and all these things. Oh, we got to harbor illegals. We got to have chain immigration. Well, because him and him, you can come in because of them. No, we need to have some sort of, what do you call it? Well, I'm trying to think of what the term is. Accountability for what's going on. We have to have accountability in this country, however you deem it the way to go. I mean, if you want to say, okay, I hate to burst your bubble, but at some point we have to say, okay, there's going to be some people that may not make it into this country, but for the safety of everybody, you know, we need to stop chain immigration or have some extreme vetting. You know, if a Democrat wanted vetting, see, we need to have Trump against all this stuff. We need to have Trump against the Second Amendment, because then liberals would be like, we support the NRA now. I wouldn't doubt. I would love to see if Trump said, you know what, I support sanctuary cities. Would liberals really be like, about time? Or would they sit there and go, huh, what? He agrees with us? Okay, we gotta flip sides here. I'm just saying, you know. And when they were talking about the Port Authority, I belong to a group of reenactors, and they had a bass drum, and he had like the sticky letters, and on the outside of it, some groups put like a design. And it has, let's say, like the Ancient Mariners Fife and Drum Corps, or the Two Ancient Fife and Drum Corps, or like the 42nd Royal Highlanders, or whatever the regiment may be, like the 56th Regiment, you know, of pipers and drummers and all, you know. And he put the Port Authority Band of Indianapolis, because there's no port there. It's kind of as a joke. And when I saw that thing about Port Authority, I'm like, wow. That just came to my head, and I'm like, I hope Port Authority, that just didn't sound right to me in terms of, I mean, that's not far from, that's walking distance from Times Square, and that's where I guess he was wanting to go and all this stuff. And so, you know, we need to have accountability in this country. And I don't like, with all these sexual harassment allegations and all this stuff that's going on, I've not heard what they are. I mean, I don't know if it was some guy goes to give a girl to rub her neck because it looks sore, and she freaks out and flips out, and, oh, that's sexual harassment, or, you know, or what. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out, you know. I'm not saying that I'm discrediting anybody except for the people who were doing a press conference with Media Matters and Democracy Now that are saying that Trump did this crap, because I think they're full of crap. But, you know, because it's just kind of coincidental how all this negative stuff is coming out about, okay, where was all this, where were all these people, why weren't all these people that were praising Trump and giving him awards for helping the inner cities, why weren't they calling him a racial bigot back then? Why were they giving him awards for stuff that...
Why have people waited 30, 20, 10, 15 years? 40 years? Why? Why now?
Exactly. You know, that's, and I guess that's why it's hard for me to believe, at least the Trump people, because before he was even won the election, they're like, okay, we're working on how can we impeach this SOB? How can we get him thrown out of office before he's even won the election? No, this is before he was even elected. They said, if he wins, how can we get this guy out of office? Well, they spent, if you knew, I could retire for the rest of my life on the money they spent trying to find and dig up anything on him, like a parking ticket or something. So, I mean, that's just how it goes. I mean, but, okay. I don't know. That's just how this world is, you know? I mean, because, not that I don't believe the women who, and I'm not putting down any woman that thinks they, you know, I've had experiences in my life, and I don't care to talk about them on air, but it's stuff that's happened in our lives, whether you're 2 or you're 22 or you're 52, you know, but when you have someone that not many people had a problem with until he decided to become a Republican and run for president, and then here's an onslaught of all this crap. I don't even get it. This is great. A Dallas Marathon winner crosses the finish line with the team's timely assistance. This was on Sunday. The running of the Dallas Marathon brought a true show of sportsmen when a young relay runner helped the winner across the finish line. Chandler Self, 32, told WFAA that she was leading the pack for the final 8 miles of the 26.2-mile race. But with a mile still to go, her legs started to give out, and the video shows how she fell a number of times with her legs bucking, and a high school runner helped her up to help her cross the finish line. Like, as soon as she got to the finish line, she... basically, they put her in a wheelchair. She was bad. I mean, she is really bad. But assistance came from an unlikely place as Arena Luderman, a teenager competing in a separate race, lent a helping hand and escorted the soon-to-be winner over the finish line, the outlet said. It's just... that's what it's all about, you know, helping everyone being together and helping someone. And, you know, and every time I see the person fall down, it's like, ouch. The only thing I could think to do was to pick her up. So I picked her up, and I think she was a little confused at first. You know, because you can sit there, come on, you can do it, let's go. And she was quickly put into a wheelchair and talking to the medical attendant. And she was taken to a medical tent, and they treated her, and so. Yeah, that is a 26-mile race. I don't know if I could, I don't know if I could even walk out. I want to get into this quickly, because this is kind of interesting, you know, being a man of faith. Not perfect, no one is, and because I get that you know, people think that, oh, you're a man of faith, so you have to be perfect. Jesus was perfect. And we all make mistakes. And there's an astronaut and belief. A tiny Apollo 13 Bible is up for auction. And my belief is this thing will... Ah, wow. It is a amazing artifact. A interesting thing, you know, that this Bible came up and it's going to be at auction and so we will have to wait and see what happens. I mean, some interesting stuff going on right now, folks, and I'm trying to get some stuff figured out here because my computer has froze for some reason. So, hey. So we'll have to wait and see what happens because my computer is freezing up. But it's going to be interesting to see what this Bible from the Apollo 13 actually fetches when it actually goes to auction. Is, you know, since it's been to outer space and back, you know, there's going to be people that are going to be like all over this Bible.